Activist who wants to topple statues helping devise Oxford University free speech guidance. By Jack Montgomery on July 12, 2022. A woke activist involved in the Rhodes Must Fall statue toppling campaign is, ironically enough, helping write free speech guidelines for the University of Oxford. Simya Kai-Chigudu, Associate Professor of African Politics at the University of Oxford, is a co-founder of the Rhodes Must Fall movement, which has long tried to have a statue of the British imperialist, who served as Prime Minister of Cape Colony, a predecessor state to South Africa, and who founded Rhodesia, a predecessor to Zimbabwe and Zambia, in the 19th century. Rhodes's statue recognizes his status as one of Oriel College's great benefactors, but has been a persistent target of woke activists seeking to topple historic statues and monuments associated with Britain's imperial past, regardless of the achievements or historic importance of the figures they depict and whether or not their actions were and attitudes were within the social norms of their day. Regardless of his iconoclastic tendencies, however, Chigudu is a key contributor to the so-called Oxford Free Speech Forum, which has been convened to draw up a framework for free speech at the ancient university as the government pilots its higher education, freedom of speech, bill through Parliament. This stops well short of granting Britain's free speech rights in the style of America's First Amendment, but will supposedly enhance protections against censorship on university campuses. Chigudu is reported to have described free speech as Janus-faced, a reference to the literally two-faced Roman god Janus, at the forum in recordings heard by the Sunday Telegraph, further claiming that supporting free speech is not always a sincere expression of trying to expand thoughtful consideration about the world we've inherited, and can often act to preserve existing power structures. Moreover, the woke academic alleged that a free speech is marshaled to push back against the outpouring of expression around race following the unbottling of minority grievances after the death of George Floyd. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Oxford Free Speech Forum, Worcester College Provost Dr. David Isaac, complained he did not believe, speaking very personally, that freedom of speech needs to be imposed upon universities. A former leader of the far-left Stonewall organization, Dr. Isaac claimed, against all evidence to the contrary, that he did not recognize the characterization of universities as increasingly left-leaning institutions where people who go against the establishment grain are no-platformed and contentious debates suppressed. This is despite far-left ideology on issues such as whiteness becoming increasingly entrenched in universities and other public institutions over recent years, and surveys suggesting an overwhelming left-wing bias among academics. Indeed, recently publicized training for British academics devised by the Open University goes so far as to endorse cancel culture as a phenomenon which allows people or entities to be held accountable for immoral or unacceptable behavior and realize benefits for racial/social justice. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.